It's side two of The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm Marcy Silman. Metro bus drivers may have a new labor contract this week. On Thursday, union members will vote on a three-year deal that includes a one-year pay freeze.
The proposal was hammered out last month between union leadership and King County Executive Dow Constantine.
But some transit workers are not happy with the proposal. They're holding a public rally this afternoon near Metro's headquarters in Soto.
This morning, I spoke with Linda Averill. She's been a King County Metro bus driver for 21 years. She says this contract proposal does not address a number of key issues.
Increasingly packed buses that give us absolutely no rest breaks. The complaint system, when Metro made huge cuts and eliminated the ride-free area in 2012, complaints skyrocketed 50%. And many of the transit workers feel that we're being scapegoated as the transit system itself is being hammered and cut. So we feel that we want to stand up for public transit at the same time we're standing up for our conditions. They're integrally tied together.
How important are the money issues, the one-year pay freeze, the cost of living being replaced by a flat raise?
We're all concerned, I think, about the removal of our COLA for the entire life of the contract and substituting that with a two-year fixed raises. If inflation takes off, which many are predicting it will, we have absolutely no protection.
Now, as you know, King County says this agreement could prevent Metro from making service cuts, which could mean fewer jobs. What do you think about that argument?
I'm certainly not buying it, and I don't think that a lot of others are as well. This deal came through right at the same time that the legislature approved an $8.7 billion tax break for Boeing, and Dow Constantine was certainly in favor of it. We think that management should certainly set an example and tighten their belt. So the money does seem to be there for the projects that developers want, that businesses want, but we're seeing, like the machinists, that when it comes to the workforce, we're supposed to suck it up.
Yeah. And well, this agreement was hammered out by not just County Executive Dow Constantine. He did it with the leadership of your union.
He actually did it with our president, Paul Bochtel, and the core officers. The executive board was not included in the discussions. It was a complete surprise to the executive board of our union. It was a total surprise to the membership.
Are you saying the president of your union is out of touch with what the union members want?
We'll see when the vote is taken on Thursday. I suspect that this tentative agreement is going to go down in huge numbers, so I think the proof will be in the vote.
You talked about like a couple different sorts of objections you have to it. Some of them are money ones, and other ones don't seem like they're money issues as much at all. The system of breaks that you take or the way that the complaint system works, those seem like non-money issues.
Well, that was the salt in the wound. This tentative agreement is packed with both money issues and then also non-money items. And many of us feel that it is an attack on the workforce. And so part of our goal in this is to build alliances with the riders and the public to defend our transit system and the quality of it. As a 21-year driver, I've really seen the conditions erode dramatically along with the quality of the bus system.
Linda Averill, a King County Metro bus driver. Tomorrow, union members will vote on a new three-year contract, and as you can tell, she's going to vote no. A public rally urging members to vote no on the contract is happening at this hour near Metro's headquarters in Soto. This is The Record on KUOW.